Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
All right, good afternoon. Excuse me. Let me just start out. I've always start out by trying to give you a little content about what I've talked to the team about today and a little bit about what we talked about, and then that can lead into, obviously, there's going to be a number of questions here. I'm certainly ready to answer them the best of my ability, but as a football team, it was certainly a very disappointing loss yesterday. Disappointing to our club, home game divisional opponent. Our guys recognized how important it was, and it wasn't for a lack of effort that we lost the game. Certainly, and we found out today after we looked at the tape. We said it last night. We win as a team, and we lose as a team. And the team just doesn't include the players; it includes the coaches. We're accountable as well, and we went into meetings today accepting accountability in all different phases. For our inability to win this game when we felt we had a pretty good chance to do that, a very good chance to do that. Just taking the offensive side of the ball, I mean, the basic storyline on the offensive side of the ball is that we all took turns and making mistakes at the wrong time. Everybody took a turn, and too many guys did that. There were too many, one mistake on this player, one mistake on that play. It could have been physical, it could have been technical, it could have been mental. But there were too many breakdowns at the wrong time around a lot of good play, a lot of excellent execution, and a lot of great individual play that was really minimized by the fact that we couldn't get it done offensively and score touchdowns yesterday when we had the opportunity to do that. You know, we opened the game with a terrific drive. We were 3 and out, and then we ran 26 plays. We had the ball for 11 minutes. We played against a team that's number one or two in third down conversions at 29%, and we were at 63% at halftime. We were 5 of 8, but we all know what happened. We weren't able to convert on 3rd and 1. We weren't able to convert on 4th and 1. And then we had the tip ball at the end zone at the end of a 13-play drive. We only had 4 possessions in the first half. We were able to get it done in that regard. That was really disappointing to our football team that we couldn't convert on the 10-play drive, and then the 13-play drive, we couldn't get it done. So second half, we came out 3 and out, and then we had a long drive again, and we had an opportunity to score in the red zone and couldn't get the completion to get it done. I wish I would have, on the second and third down, switched the calls and thrown the ball and run the shovel on second down and thrown it on third down to give us a chance to get in the end zone, but we were one block away on the shovel of making the first down. Which was disappointing. And then we had 2 punts, and after Chris's interception, we couldn't convert. We had the holding penalty, and then we had Elshon's great catch, which was, I believe, ruled correctly. He didn't have control, but it was a heck of an effort by him, certainly, to get that done. Our guys play hard, but I'll finish the way I started on the offense. We just had a breakdown here, a breakdown there, which hurt us. So we didn't block the run very well. We didn't do a good job enough on the run, even with 17 carries by Matt. We didn't get enough productivity out of Matt in the running game. We didn't block the run well. We got to get better at that. We were very disappointed in our ability not to balance it out. Jay got hit more times this week than he's gotten hit in the past, and probably got hit less than any team that's played the Lions. They get hits more than anybody of any team we face there. They've done as good a job at rushing the passer, and we didn't do a good enough job. He got hit 3 or 4 times hard, and then he got pushed down 4 or 5 times. So you know, we're disappointed we couldn't do a better job in that area. Defensively, you know, they started fast, and they also had a first drive. I thought our defense, 3 series, they've got nothing. Into the second half, they got the long drive, 5 series straight, nothing. And then they got the drive at the end of the game. I thought at the end of the day, we held Stafford down. We held his passing percentage down. He wasn't as effective as he has been in the past against other teams. They really didn't have a lot of explosive passes, although Kelvin, you know, made the plays that certainly made a difference in the game, in the pass receiving department. And we didn't do as good a job stopping the run as we would like. And I think it's something that it's going to be ongoing with new players, that we've just got to get better at it. But I did have a sense as I talked to the team today that they're over the last couple weeks, I do have a sense that it's coming together a little bit. We're going to have to pick it up again without Charles. But I do have a sense that we've picked it up a little bit and gained some confidence playing the type of defense, the type of offense that we played yesterday. And though we're not perfect, nobody is in this league, I did have a sense that our younger guys were a little more sufficient playing. We got a little bit of pressure at times. We got Stafford to throw the ball high. We only got one turnover, but had the ball out four times. We had the tip ball. We didn't get that one. And we had the ball out a couple other times, and it just bounced their way. So I'm optimistic that if we continue to just stay the course there, we got a chance to play pretty darn good defense each and every week, and we'll see how that goes next week. The biggest disappointment certainly was on the offensive side of the ball. We had a couple of chances in the return game, specifically one, and we missed an assignment there that could have unlocked Devin and making a play there. But overall, defensively, I was encouraged. I told the guys at the end, we were at zero in the turnovers. We certainly lost a big one down in the red zone. We picked it up with Chris. We couldn't take advantage of it. We were disciplined. We only had 30-some yards in penalties. I didn't think we won the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball for one of the first times in a while. I thought they were. It wasn't one way or the other where they dominated, but certainly it was at best a draw. And you got to give credit to the Lions. Both of their fronts, played well. And at the end of the day, as we always talk about it, these games come down to the last series and the last drives. And we didn't stop them, and we didn't close. We finished with a touchdown, and we didn't get it done in the second half, relative to our 2-minute and our 2-point plays. So very, very disappointing. As far as Jay's injury, I think you all know he's got a high ankle sprain. He got it rolled on. It was unrelated to the groin injury. It happened in the second quarter. They taped him up. There was no indication from the trainers that there would be any further injury. I thought offensively he had one of his best games, and we played very well offensively in the first half. Overall, as I said, we just didn't convert on those three plays. There was no indication, as I said, by the trainers. I asked them if the groin was an issue at all. Didn't feel that there was. They told me that even today that if he hadn't rolled up the ankle, he would have been able to play today. And after looking at the tape twice today, I thought the last time, if you look at it closely, there was an indication that we should take Jay out. It was on the last throw. He climbed the pocket. It was an awkward throw, and he threw the ball into the ground to Alshon. But as I evaluated it and learned from the trainers that there was no indication that it would get worse, I spent a lot of time watching him. It's very tough to pull your starting quarterback out when he's throwing the ball with velocity, when he's hitting his receivers, and he's able to move in the pocket and complete a throwing motion. And on all three of those three indications, confirmed with me that I should keep them in there. And I know we sacrificed his ability to move around and run. But that was the case after 2 minutes and 53 seconds of the second quarter. So I feel good about, what we decided to do with him. And then with Charles, I think you all know that he's got a long-term injury where Jay will be week to week. There really wasn't, and I said this morning, I thought that there might have been some indication, but when I looked at the tape, it really reconfirmed, what I had seen on the field, that he was struggling, no doubt about it. I've seen other quarterbacks, play this game and do what Jay did, and I after talking to Chris and learning that he would not injure himself any further, it was, can he throw the ball effectively in the pocket? Did he have velocity on it? Was he making the throws? The answer was yes. On the previous throw, he missed a throw to Brandon by just a yard and a half, that long ball down the numbers on their side of the field. And then he climbed the pocket and missed Alshon. That was really the one where, but then I watched him go down and get up, and he actually pushed up on his left foot. But no going into the 2-minute drill that this was the time to do it. But really no indication, pocket movement, velocity, and being able to step into throws, he was able to do that effectively.
Mark, I know you said that he couldn't re-injure it any further, but since he's not playing this coming week, did something else happen? Or
re-injure what? They're swelling now and those kinds of things, but it wasn't a case of it being any more of a high ankle sprain than it was. talking to the trainers at that time? I can't answer that. I mean, I can't do it through mathematics. It's just a feel thing. You know, are we moving the football team? The answer to that is yes. We were moving the football team. We had a three and out. We could have a three and out with anybody. We came back and went on an 8-play drive. You remember those throws. They were outstanding throws. A third down conversion, a bomb down the field, a great throw to Elshon Jeffrey on the right side of the field, and then a perfect throw down the middle in the red zone. These were all after two minutes of the second quarter. So it's just a feel thing. It's not percentages. He's our starting quarterback. He's our leader. If it's in the best interest of the football team to move, and he can move the team and not hurt himself or the team, we want him to be in there, and he wants to be in there. These things come up periodically in the course of seasons and games with your starting quarterbacks, and you've got to make those decisions. They're not easy ones, but there's no regrets here.
Were you limited in your play calling at all by what you felt he was able to do?
The only thing we took out of the game plan were the movement passes.
But that was just at the end, or that was throughout the game?
That was early on. That was really after the tip ball and the movement there. Then we talked about it, and we just minimized the game plan that way. But we don't do a lot of that. But we had some in for this game, and we took it out. You know, we talked about we had discussions about it, and I went through the same dialogue with him that I'm going through you. Do you feel like you can can you throw the ball effectively in the pocket? Can you move enough to make the throw? Can you step into it? You know, I think he needed just the encouragement that he wasn't hurting the team and the focus. And I think that, you know, he went out there and did that.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.